October 29th, Thursday. What are the answers for pastors, elders, and church officers? Acts chapter 6. Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists rose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of the faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase. The number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Restore the lost covenant, the covenant journey, Acts 1, 1, 3, and 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. The covenant of Acts 1, 1, 3, and 8 was confirmed through Christ, but existed from the beginning. You lost hold of this covenant journey, and as a result, Satan made you and your future generations into slaves who were deceived by war and ran errands for the sake of idolatry. You lost your identity, was led into a life of captivity, and became numb or desensitized while being colonized. You wandered around aimlessly and lived in the midst of disasters. That's why God gave the covenant of the world evangelization through remnants who possessed the gospel and gathered all answers to them. Then what covenant journey must you go on? Number 1. The start of the covenant and the age of restoration. There are signposts or milestones on the covenant journey. God gave the covenant when there was nothing. The family lines of Noah and Abraham were witnesses. Furthermore, when a path didn't exist, God restored the covenant through Joseph and Moses. For those who had gotten lost, God revealed the path that they had to take. Number 2, the completion of the covenant and conquest and the age of completion. When the covenant was lost during the age of Philistia, God restored the covenantal time schedule through Samuel and David. God also opened the age of conquest during the times of Assyria, Aram, and Babylon, and made Elisha, Esther, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego know the value of staking their lives. Finally, in the age of Rome, God opened the age of fulfilling the covenant through the early church. In the fields that lacked answers, God conquered the world with the answer that Jesus Christ had finished all problems. Starting today, there is absolutely no reason to be discouraged. From a field where nobody exists, God will lead you to a place where you can save everything. You're not idly standing by without any inclination of hope. You're hoping in anticipation for God's covenant. Dear God, help me to accurately see the covenantal signpost given by you as I go on the journey of restoring the lost covenant. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.